Fashion seems to be about endless recycling. This summer, peasant blouses and hip-hugger jeans evoke the 60s, or was it the 70s? So it's refreshing to come upon a style that's truly original. Flip through the pages of Back in the Days, a new book of photography shot on the streets of New York, and you're transported back to the early 80s and the dawn of hip-hop culture.
Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet.
In the book, you see men wearing Kangol caps, Adidas jackets, and suede Pumas with fat laces. Women with tight jeans, high-heeled shoes, and shearling coats. And everyone wears gold. Lots of gold. Fat braided necklaces, door knocker earrings, rings on every finger, and gold cap teeth.
It was all about gold. Gold represented power back then. The more gold that you wore, it was a status type thing because everybody couldn't wear gold.
Jamel Shabazz is the photographer of Back in the Days. He took pictures of people he saw on the streets of Red Hook, a neighborhood along the industrial waterfront in Brooklyn.
I would go within a group of guys. I would look for the leader of the group, the most popular guy or girl in the group, and shoot him. And in shooting him, then his crew would follow suit. So many people come to me every day, picture man, take my picture. And I would always do it, always.
Several pictures in this book are of people in the subway, and that really captures a moment in New York because you can see the subway covered in graffiti.
You know, it was just something unique about it. There was a lot of drama going on, and it was never a dull moment going on in the subways. I mean, it was a series of things taking place. You had homelessness, you had the police officers, you had beggars, you had so much going on. You had fashion. So the subway, the trains intrigued me, and what I would do, I was like a fisherman just searching for that perfect image, and it was always something going on in the train.
Lights are out in car number 3. Starting early, smoking the weed. It's a beautiful day. If you're getting off, you fall into your seat. Watch the closing door. I said, watch the closing door.
Not far from the Smith and Ninth stop on the F line, a small gallery in Red Hook is showing Shabazz's pictures. Last Thursday was the opening. Wearing a cream-colored linen tunic over matching pants, Shabazz stood outside greeting people.
All right. Everything's good, yourself? All right. Peace. So it's looking good right now. I feel good. You know, a lot of people coming out. This is something I'm still have to get used to, you know, people coming out and enjoying the image. But that's the joy of it. It's one thing to look at a book. It's another thing to just watch an expression, you know, of a person when they look at an image. So that's very positive.
Hip-looking young people walk in. The gallery fills up. You can hear a lot of German being spoken. Mark Wavy owns a gallery in Manhattan, which showed Shabazz's photos recently. He says people came from cities across the country and from Europe. He says members of the boards of major museums came to see the photos.
Jamel had the vision to capture people in their neighborhood, trying to do their thing and get things going. And what really drew us to his work was the photographs he took were very vulnerable. They were very human. People weren't like sort of all pimped out trying to like impress. They were just kind of trying to do their thing in the very infancy of this hugely influential scene. It's never really had a voice in the art world. It's never really had a voice in the museum world, certainly.
The book has also been embraced by the high fashion world. French Vogue recently had a fashion spread taken from the pages of Back in the Days. Uber-trendy clothing store Fred Siegel in Los Angeles sells copies of the book, and it has unexpectedly gone into a third printing.
I'm stunned behind that, because this book was really a personal collection of my, like I said, my conversations with young people. And to have this book sell out, you know, so rapidly, I'm surprised.
Part of the appeal is undoubtedly nostalgia. Most of the people in the photos are smiling. Groups of young people strike exaggerated poses. Men wear short shorts. It looks like a simpler time, pre-crack, pre-AIDS, pre-gangsta rap. But Shabazz has a page at the end of the book that's a collage of people he took pictures of who later died. He says it wasn't really such an innocent time after all.
A lot of young people were being killed for the glasses that you see in the book, the sheepskin coats and everything. A lot of people were dying. I mean, I say that maybe one third of the people in the book are dead, you know, and it's a tragedy. And I saw it coming. You know, I would take a picture of a person one day and then the following week I would hear that that person was dead. And then as people looked through my photo albums, I would have the picture of the victim and the killer. And it amazed me.
But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge.
Outside the gallery, 18-year-old Enrique Moron looks at the book for the first time.
I like these images a lot. They capture the moment of back in the days, how New York City really was back in the days, right?
What's that, bro?
how you caught New York City back in the days, how it really was, how the change
were. Yeah, I was out there full force.
That's urban life right there. That's urban life right there.
Marone wasn't even born when Shabazz began taking his photos, but he still has a kind of yearning for that era.
It changed. Time has changed, but I remember, you ever seen the movie Warriors? This is the perfect book for the Warriors. It's like same thing. Warriors and, I don't know, it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
What do you think of the fashion in here?
The fashion? I think a lot of this fashion is coming back out nowadays. Tighter jeans, the Kango hats, the white beaters, the beads. I think it's coming back out now, but it's cool. Not my type of fashion, but you know, it's cool.
Take those Converse off, take it off.
And the Gazelles too.
Take it off.
Marone is wearing the signature baggy jeans of his generation. It's a look you see everywhere, a look that may have started on the streets of New York, but was quickly co-opted by the Tommy Hilfigers of the world. What you see in Back in the Days is a moment where street culture was ignored by the corporate and fashion worlds, at least for a while. Now it appears to be primed for a full-scale rediscovery and repackaging.
Take those acid-wash jeans, bell-bottoms, designed by your mama. Off, please, 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 please.